It's Tuesday, March 3rd, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On Sunday, Boko Haram, the Islamic terrorist group, unleashed another massive attack of indiscriminate killing in villages across northern Nigeria, Africa, resulting in 50 deaths, reports thisdaylive.com. A city councilor told Voice of America that the killings were unprecedented, saying, quote, "We have never seen such kind of horror in our lives. These killers are Boko Haram. They stormed our village, killing indiscriminately. It was extremely horrific. They went from one room to the other. A man and his children were killed, even newborn babies," end quote. Andrew Brunson, the missionary held in a Turkish prison for 2 years, spoke to the National Religious Broadcasters last week. He warned that American culture has become increasingly hostile to the Christian faith.
There is a price to following Jesus. There's a price in other countries. We hear about that. But increasingly, I think there will be a price to be paid here. The media, political, the business classes, most of academia are becoming increasingly hostile to those who identify publicly with Jesus Christ and with his teaching. And I feel a sense of urgency in my heart for this generation in my country. I feel it especially for my children's generation, that they're not prepared to stand. I'm not sure that everyone in this room is ready to stand for Jesus without apology. We need to prepare ourselves now. We need to make decisions now about our commitment to Jesus.
Do you remember the words of Jesus in John 15? "A servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they kept my word, they will keep yours also." Former Vice President Joe Biden won the South Carolina primary, earning nearly 49% of the vote, besting Sanders, who got nearly 20%, a winning margin of about 150,000 votes, reports NBC News.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, South Carolina! Just days ago, the press and the pundits had declared this candidacy dead. Now, thanks to all of you, the heart of the Democratic Party, we just won, and we've won big because of you. And we are very much alive.
Millionaire Tom Steyer earned 11% of the vote, and former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg earned 8%.
The best way to keep faith with those goals and ideals is to step aside and help bring our party and our country together.
Both of them dropped out ahead of today's Super Tuesday vote. 1,357 of the nearly 4,000 total delegates are up for grabs today. In Buttigieg's view, the best way to bring the party together is to vote for Joe Biden over Bernie Sanders, whom he believes is too far left. Is Obamacare on ice? The U.S. Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal on President Obama's signature 2010 health care law, reports Politico.com. After Congress eliminated the tax on Americans who do not have health insurance, the Supreme Court will now decide whether the entire law has lost its constitutional basis. After pro-abortion laws have been adopted in Europe, North America, and other post-Christian nations, such legislation is now creeping into South America. The president of Argentina is set to propose a bill legalizing abortion within 10 days, reports the Buenos Aires Times. If the policy goes through, Argentina will be the largest of South American nations to approve of child murder. Thus far, Cuba, Uruguay, and Guyana have legalized abortion. Also in 2019, Northern Ireland, Rwanda, New South Wales, Australia, Angola and the Congo liberalized their abortion laws as well. The Dow Jones Industrial Average recovered some 1,300 points yesterday in frantic trading after a 12% slip last week due to coronavirus fears, the largest since the recession of 2008. 5 Americans have died thus far from the coronavirus. However, since October, the Centers for Disease Control estimates that there have been 18,000 to 46,000 deaths from the flu virus. And don't forget, another 500,000 deaths from abortions and the use of abortifacients like the IUD. Vice President Mike Pence demonstrated reverence for God and reliance on God in leading a prayer time in his office as he kicked off the White House Coronavirus Task Force. Franklin Graham thanked the vice president for his leadership and tweeted, quote, "Let's join them in asking God for his wisdom, direction, and help in the response to this virus," end quote. 2 Samuel 23, verses 3 and 4 records these words, "The Rock of Israel spoke to me. He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. And he shall be like the light of the morning when the sun rises, a morning without clouds, like the tender grass springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain." After all eight venues set up for Franklin Graham's UK evangelistic tour pulled out, now the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is initiating lawsuits. The suits thus far include the Scottish Event Campus on Glasgow, the Fly DSA Arena in Sheffield, and ICC Wales in the city of Newport, South Wales. The Graham Association told Christian Today, quote, "This disregard for principles of good faith and fair dealing, based on the mere suggestion that a person's sincerely held religious views or statements are hateful or would result in public disorder, should be very alarming to anyone who is genuinely concerned about diversity, inclusion, and tolerance, let alone free speech and the free exercise of religious beliefs," end quote. And finally, 6 days into the 40 Days for Life campaign, where Christians pray in front of abortion mills, 35 babies have already been saved so far. Praise God! In total, 40 Days for Life claims that 16,700 babies have been saved over the past 12 years. Find a 40 Days for Life prayer event near you and pray for an hour with your family. Check out a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 3rd in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.